Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics on the air, in the air, up the air, over the air, around the world, Inner Sight. Well, engineer, where are you? Oh, well, here it is again, another fiasco by the engineer. What are you going to do? All right. We got Louie will be here later, and Jimmy Dinigan, and I called the episode the window episode. Jimmy had a thing for the windows in the classroom. And, I got to tell you all about that, all right? We're going to have a honeymooner skit for those of you who can't stand your landlord. All right. And, I don't know, Gabriel will be around. He's goofing off again, so we have to try to donate something to the food box, whatever you call it. And I'll tell you about that. All right. Inner Sight Frolics on the air, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, over there. It goes down to New Jersey, see? Why do they talk like that in New Jersey? I don't know, but they've been doing that for hundreds of years. Yeah. All right, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email, that's the email. Check them out, yeah. And what else we got? Oh, don't forget, you need dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. And that's the... my buddy there, Gary, that's his group. Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085 on the food for the animal. And when he's able to do it, he's got veterinarian services. So check him out. 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world. We always remember several of them who have passed. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And let's see. We've got to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Any information you might need on advocacy or legislation pending or whatever, 631-880-7929, Silo. So check them out. And all our friends, I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his pledge of a donation. It's on its way. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. There's a joke about that, Islip. Gee, I hope you didn't get hurt. Will you cut that out? What is the matter with you? Don't you realize I'm on the air all over the world? Stop that goofing off.
Well, I didn't say anything. It's just that, you're acting like a man who got his back in his gun. I mean, a gun in his back.
Oh, there you go again. Shut up. Just sit back and relax and behave yourself. Let me do the imitations.
Well, do them right, say.
You sound like a half-headed Humphrey Bogart. All right, Inner Sight. I got a good... you know, the famous Pat Cooper told me,
Don't laugh at your own jokes. It's the only disagreement Pat and I had. I think people should laugh at their own jokes. It's good for you. You know, what do you think? Let me ask the biting buzzard. Should people laugh at their own jokes?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, she thinks. The biting buzzard says you can laugh at your own jokes. All right. So anyway, did you hear about the woman who went to the psychiatrist? You know, and she says, "Doc, what am I going to do?" She said, "It's my brother." And the doc said, "Well, what's wrong with him?" "Well, he thinks he's a bus." "He thinks he's a bus." "Yeah, he acts like a bus. He makes noises like a bus. He's going out trying to get gasoline in him like a bus. So what am I going to do? It's horrible." The doctor says, "Well, did you take him to a doctor?" She says, "No, I took him to California." "Get out of here." "Took him to California." All right. Inner Sight, I don't know where my engineer is. We were supposed to have an intro on here and everything. And she absolutely goofed off the whole program. But the show must go on. All right. So we'll have to circumvent the intro that we had. It was going to be a Jack Benny at Carnegie Hall, which is pretty funny, you know, if you heard it. We played it a couple of times. And I love it so much that we just wanted to run it again, but I don't know what happened. Anyway, for all you folks out there who ban your landlord, landlady, whatever it might be, yeah. You know, and Ralph from the Honeymooners, you know, Ralph Norton, Honeymooners, remember that old show? Well, so Ralph comes home one day, and he comes in the door, and then Norton, you know, Norton's down there in his apartment. So he comes in, he says, "Boy," he goes, "Alice, I'll never be angry again. Would you mind taking out the garbage?" "Will you stop with the garbage? This is very important. I got something very important to tell you." Well, what is it?" "I'm going places." "Well, if you're going places, take out the garbage, will you? Will you stop it with that garbage? Now listen. You know me. You know how I get all riled up and steamed and everything and angry and pissed off and all that." I don't think he said pissed. They didn't say pissed off in those days, did they?
No.
Yeah, could be. All right. But she said, yeah, so. "Well, I got a saying that when I say this, or when anybody says this, this is the greatest saying in the world where you can't get angry. And I said this, I came home on the subway, see, and there was some woman there with a big plant, kept hitting me in the face, hitting me in the back and all that, and I started itching all over. Woo! Will you cut that out?" So anyway, I started saying this saying, and the anger went away immediately. Now, are you ready? Here it is.
"Only if you take out the garbage."
"Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now, what am I mad about? And I can't remember."
"Were you mad about because I asked you to take the garbage out?"
"Will you stop it with that garbage?" "I just wish I had something else to get me riled up and make me angry right now so I could test this little saying. Well, Ralph, I think I just
I got the thing right here.
Hello.
The right here, after just read this. They raised the rent 15%. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now what am I mad about? They raised the rent 15%. Pins and needles, needles and pins. See how this pins and needles things work? He fought a battle with himself. Now he's going in the other room and he's going to relax and take a deep breath and, gee, I hope the floor don't break. Will you? And come out and what? You're going to come out to a new lookout in life. Watch this. One, two, three. You, Mr. Johnson, landlord, is not getting one dime out of me. Pins and needles, needles and pins. Oh, shut up. Pins and needles, needles and pins. All right. Yeah. Don't forget that saying, folks. It'll work. All right.
Sorry for your...
Oh,
comment,
you're there.
So.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought maybe...
I passed out.
Left town or something. All right. Oh,
now,
you got that...
No electrical function out of an outlet ruined my entrance.
Entrance? What entrance?
Yeah. That's it. What entrance? My no...
You got that
yeah,
intro we were going to have?
Yes, I do. It's right there.
All right, so play it as a sub-intro. Let's see if we can...
There we go.
This is
get
Jack
this
Benny.
Going.
Carnegie Hall.
At Carnegie Hall. Here it goes.
See if we can get it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Bloom.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, maestro.
Amazing.
All right. The great Jack Benny on the Inner Sight. You know, you would think it's easy to play the violin like that, but it's not.
Especially if he knows how to play it. He has to play it
Yeah,
wrong.
To make it sound like that, you know, and
yeah.
awkward, you know, off like that,
yeah.
you know. Benny was a great
violin player,
impresario on the violin.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, but, you know, people, I think what they wanted to get across is that people came to Carnegie Hall because they wanted to hear the funny Benny.
Yeah.
That's what the concert was all about, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know who starred with him over there. Did he have any guests?
Nothing listed. No, nothing listed.
Maybe it was a solo concert, huh? But anyway, this is Inner Sight. Give me some, we're going to get Louie on the line in a little while. Give me some Lauren Hardy.
All right, hold on.
Lauren Hardy on Inner Sight.
My screen timed out. Hold on.
Around the world.
All right, hold on.
Brought to you by,
Here we go.
Able News. Love the Able News.
Now we got
later.
The Hardy. Here we got later. Huh?
Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I was just standing here minding my own business. Well, that's what I mean. Why don't you think of something that will get us out of this dilemma? Dilemma? Yes. Don't you realize we've been poverated for 6 months in this dilemma?
Okay.
But I didn't know that we were chickens. Were you
chicken?
Now, what are we going to do, Stanley? We got to pull ourselves up out of this rut and get a job. Get a job? Well, wait a minute. I don't want to get a job. I happen to be retired. Retired? Retired from what? Well, that's just it. I'm retired from retiring. Tired from retiring? What kind of a thing is that? Well, what kind of work did you do? Well, I did all kinds of work when I wasn't retired, you know. I worked as a plumber. I worked as a carpenter, you know. I worked as the best job I ever had was a supervisor. Supervisor? What did you supervise? Well, all I had to do was sit down and look interesting. Sit down and look interesting. What kind of a job is that? Well, that's the kind of job everybody wants, you know, because you don't have to work. I thought so. A lazy loafer job.
Yeah.
Now, listen. We got to get a real job that's going to make us some money.
Because
you know how mean that landlord is when he comes around here banging on the door like a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I had to crawl out the window, and I remember you got stuck. Will you stop that? Never mind that. stuck in the window. That's enough of that. Well, you had to call the fire department to get you out. Hey, wait a minute. You gave me a good idea. Why don't we become firemen? Firemen? Yeah. You mean with fire and burning and hot? No, I can't stand that. I would faint. Oh, well, you cut that out. They don't let you go in a fire like that. You got equipment. You're safe. Me safe in the fire? No, Ollie, I don't think I could do it. Come on, let's go down to the firehouse and talk to my friend. You have a friend at the firehouse? I certainly do. His name is Fireball Brady. Fireball Brady? Wait a minute. That fellow that's not the fellow who ran into that burning building, is it? Well, of course he did. You're going to want me to do that? Oh, I'm running to a burning building, please. Oh, stop acting like a big baby. Now, come on. Well, what do you mugs want down here at the fire department? Well, we want to see Fireball. Fireball? Oh, you friends of his? Well, he is. I'm not. I'm an enemy. I mean, I don't want to run into a burning building. What's the matter with him? He'd be all right. He's got the heebie-jeebies. Heebie-jeebies, eh? Well, all right. Hold on. Let me see if I can get Fireball for you. Whoop. What do you want? There's a couple of mugs down here say they know you. Oh, yeah? Oh. What do you mugs want? Well, we want to wear that big raincoat over there and become a fireman. You want to be a fireman? You've got to be able to run and jump and lift and get out of places quick. You don't even look like you can get into a place quick. Yeah, you see what I said? You see, I tried to tell him, Fireball. I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen to me. He told me to come down here, and he said you wouldn't make me run into a burning building. Oh, he did, eh? Well, that shows you how much he knows. We have to be brave, us firemen. When that alarm goes off, you never know where you're going to wind up. Could be at the bottom of the sewer.
There you go.
Bottom of the sewer. Of course. If there's a fire down there, you got to go down there and tamp it out. You got to analyze the fire, trivialize, multiplize, and incriminalize the fire.
What kind of words are those?
That's fireman talk, Stanley. Now we have to learn all those words. I'm afraid of fire. Fire won't hurt you. Now listen, we have a saying. See, when we go down the sewer, you know, may I favor you, boys, with this little ode? Well, what is it? Well, when the tide and tide, time and tide turns against you, and you feel like because of the fire you're going to choke, don't despair and get upset and run and croak. Just lay on your back and float. We'll have to float away the fire. with the water.
Oh,
jeez. All right, in a second, can you picture Oliver Hardy as a fireman?
No, that's why I'm laughing. He wouldn't be able to get,
get through the door.
Nor a suit on him, a fire suit. Half of it will be hanging off.
Anyway, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up with the school windows.
Uh-oh. What's he doing with the school window?
Oh, he had an obsession with the. We had these windows in the classroom, and Jimmy had an obsession with them. You know?
Uh-oh. They probably
tell you about that
all the way.
Hey, in a sight, television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. And, on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 over there, Manhattan Neighborhood, rerun.
Mm.
Rerun. All right. Thursday night, Altice, Channel 20, Long Island, Thursday night. Yeah. All right. I want to thank James Bahamundi, the attorney, for helping with a service dog situation. I can't give you any details yet, but we'll elaborate as we collaborate.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Is Louie on the line?
Let me look for Louie and Love Drops.
I knew he was on the line. I knew it.
I don't know yet. Hang on. No, not yet.
I could tell
Louie.
When he's on the line. Louie the Lip. Long Island. Louie.
Maybe after refreshing, he's not there. Frankie's not there yet.
Oh, he must have taken a... Maybe he had to go to the bathroom. You cut that out.
They want me. Pick up the phone or something.
Did you hear about this guy got locked in the bathroom overnight? Did you hear about that?
No.
It was on the news.
Oh.
Yeah, he went into the wrong bathroom. Well, he was dressed like a girl.
Yeah.
But he went into the men's room.
Uh-oh.
You know, and he got locked in there. They the place closed up, and they didn't see him, I guess. A little guy, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't see him. He got locked in there.
And
somebody heard him yelling.
When was that?
And they had to call the...
3:30 in the morning?
they had to call the bathroom excavators to get him out. Did you know that they have bathroom excavators?
Yeah, well, they... Oh, geez, sorry.
I mean, I heard of bathroom escalators, you know, escalators that you take up and down to get to the bathroom, but I never heard of bathroom escapators.
Excavators? Well,
excavators.
Digging.
So they had to...
Excavators, a digger.
They had to excrete this guy from the bathroom.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, help me. I'm in the bathroom. Help me. I can't get out. Oh, please. Oh, I don't want to stay in here. Help me. Help me in the
and
bathroom.
It stinks in here. That's what I'd be saying. It stinks in here.
So
somebody must have done something.
Yeah, so, you know, so he's saying he ran out of toilet paper.
Uh-oh.
But the water was still on, you know. So they come to the door, and they're banging on the door, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Then the guy says, "Are you in there?" No, I'm in the bathroom. And they tell him, "Well, go by the window."
Window?
No. Well, I can't go out the window. Oh, no, I'm scared. I'm in the bathroom. So they try to jimmy the lock, you know.
Okay,
try to open the lock.
Yeah, did they get it?
In the meantime, there's another guy goes around the back. He's got a big rope.
I could see this.
And they,
okay.
They break the window open, see?
Uh-huh.
Hoist the rope down, and they tell him, now grab onto this rope, tie it around your waist, see? Oh,
there you go.
I can't do that. I gotta prostrate. I got a prostrate trouble. I can't do that. Oh, no. No, please,
I'm scared.
In the meantime, the other guy jimmies the door open, and they throw a sheet around him, and they rescue him.
Aww.
Now that's a true story, folks. you can find that story anywhere online, but if you don't
there
find
you
it. Don't blame me. Inner sight.
Yep, baby.
The frolics around the world.
Sir.
And let's see. We better get a time check here. 8:31. Live, New York. Inner sight.
Louis must be busy. I fell asleep.
Trying to get Louie on the air.
Yes.
Louie, can you hear me?
I don't hear him yet.
Well, it is Friday night.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Louie, wake up.
He forgets, you know.
Or he sleeps, or he's waiting for somebody else in the house to have a phone ready.
Well, I don't know about that, but he forgets. Let me run down the week for you. Inner Sight, Monday night, Mad or Glad, where you can call in, say it, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic, pick your own subject.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is our nursing home show. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. Wednesday night. Thursday, we pick a different subject to talk about to the world. And Friday night, like tonight, is the frolics, all right? And, you know,
yes,
I forgot.
Yes,
I was going to do a... I had a special guest tonight on the air who some time back did a show with me. And I forgot all about it, but he's still in the wings. Of course, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a recording, you know.
Oh, okay.
As you will,
I'll see where
you will recognize, you know, because
yes,
this person has been deceased.
Oh, okay.
But he and I did a show together, and we're going to try to incorporate the late stuff in it, you know, the current stuff. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the great Howard Cosell, right here on InterSight.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Frankie Perino, the great impersonator and aggravator and innovator of the saponic world.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Howie. I didn't know that you cared that much. Well, I don't care. I'm just being sarcastic. Don't you know when you're being insulted? What's the matter with you? Yeah, so, well, let me ask you something, Howie. Why do you always wear that wig? Well, you see, when I interviewed Muhammad Ali, you know, and Ali says, He wanted to teach me how to fight. I said, "Wait a minute! No! I said, no, I don't fight it. It might mess up my hair." You see. So Ali didn't believe I had hair. See.
I see.
So he got up from the where he was sitting there in the studio, and he came over to me and you know, and nobody's going to hit Ali. You know that.
No.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So he reaches out and he pulls off my wig. I said, "What are you doing?" And the whole world saw that Cosell was bald. And that was it. I said, "I challenge you to a duel."
There you go.
And I only send them, I only do with my fist, man. That's the only thing I do with. I don't care what it is. I challenge you to the duel of a lifetime.
There you go.
So, I don't know if we ever had that fight. Or maybe we made a date, but I don't know what I was doing that night, but I couldn't get there. Yeah, we all know that, Howie. Anyway, is that what happened with Ali? Yeah, I said, champ, don't hit me, champ. Please, don't hit me. You know, I don't want to fall apart. I'm too young to die, I told him. Anyway, you got a great show here, and what happened to one of your guests, Louis the Lip?
I don't know.
No, usually shows up on Friday night. We want to do a little fun with him, and you know, maybe a little imitations and all that. Hey, Howie, let me ask you a question. Did you ever consider singing?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, like sing. You mean like Perry Como and all those guys? Yeah, well, you know, in your own style, you know, my own style. Wait a minute, when you're on the 50-yard line, you don't have a style. Your style is dictated to you. Anyway, what would I sing? Well, since you do a lot of sports, I think it would be very appropriate if you sang the national anthem. Me? Me sing the national? Ah, no, Frankie. I don't think they might run me off the court and you know, they wouldn't even have the rail. They'll run me right off.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. I got an idea, see. Why don't we rehearse it? Rehearse it? Wait, I told you, like I told Ali, I'm too young to die. I don't want to sing that. Where did you ever get this idea anyway? Well, you see, I got the idea because if you ever lose your voice, you know, when you can't announce sports anymore, you'll have something to fall back on. Oh, I'll fall back, all right. I'll fall forward right on my face.
And then fall back.
Nah, I don't know about this. I've heard some ideas in my lifetime, but this one, I never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Cosell singing. I never heard of that. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me hear you. Oh, say, can you see? Well, you're the one who's blind, not me. Oh, stop that. No. I'll try. Just try the first line. See. Can we have a note, maestro? Gee, that's a big help. Now, take a deep breath. And just relax. Make believe you're on the 50-yard line. See,
there you go.
The 50-yard line. Gee, wait. I don't know if Cosell will ever be the same after this show. But here goes. Oh, say, can you see? Wait a minute. Hold this. You know, that's not half bad. All right, now the next line is by the dawn's early light.
Uh-oh.
Oh, by the dawn's early. Well, wait a minute. I'd rather sing by midnight. That way, few people will be up. They won't be able to hear me. Oh, shut up. If I sing at midnight.
Yeah.
And now let's take it from the top. See now what we could do is we could get you a real famous voice coach. You know, somebody who coaches the big singers. You know, like all the big greats. You know, Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Oh, Frank Sinatra. Now you're talking big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, no, now, let's see. Now, just now, Howie, when you sing, don't think of being Howard Cosell. See? Well, who do you want me to be? Think of being, see, one thing we got to do, we got to give you a professional name. We got to, how about Cosell Howie? Cosell Howie? It sounds like they're going to put me out in Macy's window.
Not half as bad.
Cosell Howie, are you crazy? Gee, I hope my agent's not watching this stupid show. Well, wait a minute,
he
your agent, you know, now just realize, Howie, the money you can make, well, now you're talking my language. the money you can make by being a singer under the name Cosell Howie. Cosell Howie. Yeah, you know, it's got a ring to it. The only thing is,
great.
I don't want a bell on my head. Yeah, not with that wig on, anyway. Oh, shut up. Anyway, Cosell, I want you to project a little. Now, don't think of that you're Howard Cosell. Think of yourself as a great baritone. A great baritone. Cosell Howie. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, try it again. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Indeed.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Oh, my.
How is that, Mike?
Okay. Comes out.
I just got 2 million emails telling me I shouldn't be on the air anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Howie,
and the talent book came out for you and Howie.
when you sing, Howie, can you hear your voice? Well, of course. Why do you think I'm nauseous? Oh, shit. we could have a very famous guy introduce you. As a singer, you know, well, hold your hand in mind. Well, how about George Burns? George Burns? Yeah, he, with the name Cosell Howie, you know, he can introduce you, see. And if you get introduced by George Burns, you're in the big time. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Now, you know, George is a great guy and he's an old-timer, of course. And I never met him, but, you know, I got a little recording of him. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is George Burns, and tonight I have the unavailed privilege. Hey, wait till I light my cigar. I need a lot of steam to do this. The unavailed privilege of introducing a new singer, and I think he's I think he's going to go a long way. You know, he's going to go from the stage to the bathroom. I mean, and he's somebody that you may already know. This fellow, you know, he's got. He's got style and charisma, and a fellow said to me, "What? Has he got a good voice?" I said, "Well, you know, it depends if you're calling for chickens, yeah."
That's a good one.
wait a minute! I gave him a cigar one time, but he. He was so stupid, he took it backwards and he got burnt.
He got burnt.
Maybe that's why he sings like this. I don't know.
Maybe.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, on the George Burns show. Hotel Howie. No, he's not for sale. There he is. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn? Oh, get, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Howie. Hold it. Howie, you know, you're a big hit, see? I mean, you're all over the television.
Yeah.
Big hit. The only thing is, you can't
they might
want to
hit you.
What? Uh-oh. What do you mean you can't pay me? Well, people called in and they said, you know, if Cosell Howie is going to sing, we're all going to get together and burn our television.
Uh-oh.
That's an insult. Yeah, you know, now I tried to make you into a star. I mean, I gave you George Burns, who introduced you and all that. But I think you ought to just keep the wig and go back to the football business.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, I'm so relieved with that because this singing was killing my throat.
There you go.
I can't stand it no more.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you're going to sing, just do one thing, would you? What's that? Put on a football helmet over that wig. Oh, get out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Football helmet. What about a hat?
Well, football helmet would be more appropriate for Howard Cosell.
That's true. But he could have put like an announcer's
Howie
hat on. Yeah, right? He could have had like an
all
announcer's
right, 8:47, no Louie, where's my buddy?
Yeah, I told you he's there. You didn't hear me.
Oh, Louie's there now?
Yeah, in the middle of
Bring him in.
I will.
Sorry about that, Lou. Give me Louie Rivera. We got to get this.
Oh, come
the
on.
The great Louie Rivera. Louie the lip.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, Frank Parrino. I hear you singing
hey,
the National Anthem.
Yeah, we missed you. Did
yeah,
you
I
hear yourself
call,
sing the National Anthem?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I call after 8:30 and you're making me laugh. I hear you through the phone doing a joke about, oh, say, can you see? Da 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 da.
By the dawn's early light. You can
say that. Yeah, we tried to make a singer out of Howard Cosell, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, he squeaked too much.
How about this one, Frank?
Yeah.
I don't see a job in the road of the road. I don't see a job in the I also don't
be
do
I just
be
like
be
throw in my towel for podcasting, Frank?
No, I love it. Good. Finish your song. Is that it?
That's a
keep
Russian
going,
national
me
anthem.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right.
How about this
I'm
one?
I'm happy about that, but
da 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 da.
We used to sing that song in school.
Yeah, me too.
My country.
We mean national anthem. That's in Britain.
Hey, Louie, turn down that television, please.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
I hold it a little bit. I just covered the mic on my hand. All right. Hey, my name is Connie and Chrissy. Make sure you turn on Connie and Chrissy tomorrow on date night on Public Access. Look out for those ladies and talk about the love drops and giving everybody a love drops and then talk and playing the bongo drums. I saw the ladies in Cadesa, Oye, como va?
Uh-oh.
What are they? Do they drive trucks, Connie and Chrissy?
No, they don't drive a truck. Yeah,
they never drive a truck.
They got their car.
Mm.
Oh, all right. I thought maybe they were truck drivers. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... yeah.
Hey, Frank, I just covered my hand through the bottom of the phone talker. I covered with my hand, and I'll talk to you through the bottom of the phone so I can speak, you know?
No,
all right.
Good.
I cover it. I turn it down a little bit, and I cover it with my hand.
Yeah, how's the love drop business?
Mighty tasty.
No.
Yeah.
What are the new flavors?
Rudy red, cream orange, cherry, butterscotch.
Cherryola. Cherryola butterscotch.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever eat butterscotch ice cream?
Years ago I had it.
Yeah.
That sounds good when any ice cream.
What do they make butterscotch out of?
I don't know, Frank. I never tasted it. I've been tasting it when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
It's mostly butter.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Butterscotch is a flavor, but I don't know what they get it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. March is almost over.
Almost. Hey, Louie, you got a good song for us? A love song to go with the love drops.
I know Holly Holly by Neil Diamond. I know the other Neil Diamond songs.
Mm.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I miss Caroline through the Inside Block Rail. I miss her very much. To believe it never would, no. I miss Caroline to the phone. I miss her so much.
No.
Yeah. Hey, how about that song you used to sing, a Dean Martin song? Big one you used to like.
Everybody loves somebody
that's
sometimes.
That's right.
Everybody loves in love somehow. When
that's
I'm in love, it's aching. They love you somehow.
Everybody needs some love drops sometimes.
Sometimes.
So I'm going to give them all to you.
I think I'm a low singer now, like the alto. I've gotten a
love
lot lower.
Love drops.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Frank,
so,
I'll call you next Friday, okay? I'd like to say to yourself, have a good weekend. Make sure we're going to do Connie and Chrissy next Friday. We're going to have a good time together, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Lou.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
For
Hey, P.S., Suzanne, make sure you get your phone number fixed so I can get in touch and call you.
Mine? What's wrong with it? I don't even
know. I know. The regular phone is out of service.
Phone, yeah. Oh, it says out of service again?
Yeah. I'll keep trying.
Right. So, do you have the cell phone, too?
No, just a regular phone.
All right.
I'll
let's clear the board. I got to do Dinnigan.
Yep,
okay.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
You.
You, too. No problem.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lou. Bye-bye. All right.
Yeah, so, you know, in school, we had one side of the classroom faced the building, you know, outside, you know. So we had these windows, see. These are the kind of windows that there were big glass windows, these big windowsills, you know. So you had to, they had these handles on them.
I remember that.
And they were very hard to open.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Ma had to get Kenneth. Kenny was a big, strong guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when the weather was warm, you know, she'd get Kenny, open the window. Yes, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he'd open a couple of windows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Dinnigan, one day, he brought in one of these ropes. You ever see these ropes? You used to play with them in the street, the jump rope.
Oh, yeah, I remember them, jump rope, yeah.
Got it from his sister, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he, on the sneak, nobody knew that he was on the sneak.
Yeah.
He snuck over to the window,
mm-hmm.
and he tied one end of the rope to the handle
Uh-oh.
Of the window, you know.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And then he was going around, and then he went and he sat down. But then he in the middle of the lesson, we're doing our Braille or whatever it was. He would get up, and he'd go down the aisle. And he'd say, "Hey, Janie, you want to ride on the window?" And Janie goes,
"Mom, leave me alone, Jimmy. What's the matter with you? What are you talking about?"
"I got to hold on to this rope."
"What rope? Get away from me! I don't want no rope."
And she uses the rope. Janie, don't let that rope go, whatever you do. And Miss Margaret, "Jimmy, sit down. What are you doing with that rope?" And he runs up to the window, and he starts moving the window. And Janie's holding on to the rope. Next thing you know, she gets pulled over by the wind.
Oh, my God, the rope. Oh,
and Miss
Margaret's
going, "Oh, my God." She gets up, and she runs.
Oh, my
Jimmy,
God.
"Jimmy, are you out of your mind? Give me that, Janie."
And she just the rope. Well, needless to say, Jimmy's in big trouble, you know.
"Jimmy, go sit down."
She's got to send him down to Kramer. And she confiscates the rope. She takes it off the window. And Jimmy says, that's my rope." And she says,
"I'm sending you to the principal with a note."
"Oh, I get a note. Oh, I'm special."
"You're not special. You're stupid. I mean, I didn't say that, Jimmy."
She said that.
"Oh, Miss Ma called me stupid. Oh, teacher not supposed to say that." "Miss Ma, I don't mind going to Principal Kramer, but there's one thing."
"What is it?"
"Give me my rope." She wouldn't give him the rope, man. She kept that rope.
90 seconds.
Yes, of course.
He went down to Kramer, and, you know, Kramer was on the phone. He knew what Dinnigan did, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, "You're a disgrace to this school."
Did he suspend him?
And Jimmy says, "Mr. Kramer, you ever get a ride by the window?" "Shut up, Jim. I mean, I didn't say that."
Woo! Oh, my God. So he really got it this time.
Inner Sight Frolics. We got to get out of here. We had a little fun, a little crazy stuff. Woo! You know, if you see a guy on television, Cosell Howie,
then you know
with a football helmet on over a wig,
you know he's
don't get
fret,
don't get
again.
Scared.
That's
goodbye,
right.
World, in his sight.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night,
good night to the burning, biting buzzards.
Good night, biting buzzards.